ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, to the program Bridge, where we are looking at the supplications and du'as of Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abideen alayhi salamullah. Supplication number 8, first verse, and second vice, which is anger. Now, we are looking at the side effects, the bad side effects of anger that could harm me and you. Amongst of which, me and you, we always try to conceal and hide our faults. That's just our natural programming. No matter how many mistakes I have, no matter how many sins I have, I always try to hide them from people. That's just very logical, very natural. Now, the problem is, I could get myself in a situation where I expose myself. I could unveil myself to other people. I remove any barriers between me and people, and they get to have a first look to what kind of a person I am. And that happens through the state of anger. When a person gets angry, he shows all the hidden traits that he has inside him to the outside world. He shows them his weaknesses. He shows them what of a person he is, and that will affect his not only his face value in front of people, but it will also affect his reputation in society. Let us take a break, then we continue.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We said that face value and reputation will be destroyed once a person becomes angry. And why? Because obviously he will expose himself to people and to his true nature. When this fire of anger rages inside him, it burns these walls that he kept for so long to hide himself from people. And then he puts himself in the trap of being exposed for what he is. So me and you, under no circumstances should we lose our position in society, in community, in our families, with our relatives or friends, by exposing ourselves by being angry. Now, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, in a beautiful hadith, he says, بِئْسَ الْقَرِينَ الْغَضَبِ. The worst companion is anger. The worst friend is anger. And why did he use the word qareen? Qareen is that thing that never leaves you, is always with you, like your shadow. So That's we say in Arabic, قرن الشيء بالشيء, that he merged one thing into another, or he made them companions to one another. Now, anger is constantly with me and you. As we said, if it's used in a good way, that's good. But if it's used in a bad way, that's a problem. Considering that it is a qareen, it is always with us, what happens? The Imam says, يُبْدُؤُ الْمَعَايِبُ. First, it will expose your hidden mistakes. Your faults will be exposed. That qareen, that companion that you have, the first thing he will do, expose you for who you are. وَيُدْنِي الشَّرُ. And will bring evil towards you. So anything bad, this friend will bring it towards you. وَيُبَاعَدُ الْخَيْرِ. And anything good, he will push it away from you. Now, would you really want to have a friend like that, that exposes your faults and mistakes to people, that brings harm and evil to you, and takes away all the good away from you? Would I and you even think of such a person? Obviously not. Logically speaking, not. Even, I don't know, even non-Muslim would, any human being on earth, he says, I do not want such a friend because he's just harmful. So why should I have him? I need to avoid him. Now, let us take a break, then we continue.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are still listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and we're looking at supplication number 8, verse number 1, and vice, moral vice number 2, anger. So when we were looking at the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, and how he beautifully describes anger being a companion that never leaves you, because he lives inside you. Anger is inside me, inside you. It depends on how and when we activate it and for what purpose, for what reasons. A friend, we all need friends. And we need friends in times of need. We need friends when we need help, financial help, mental help, like, you know, to support us mentally. I don't know. There are many things that we need our friends with. We need the good ones, the ones that conceal my mistakes and my faults, the ones that bring good to me, the ones that avoid harm and evil away from me. These are the people that we want. Now, that is anger used and maintained and controlled in a proper manner. That's exactly what Amir al-Mu'mineen is saying. He's saying a bad anger will expose you, will bring harm, and will push away good. The opposite to that is the good anger that will protect you, bring you good, and pushes evil and harm away from you. Now, which kind of a friend and a qareen that you want to stay with is up to you. The choice is yours. No one's going to force you into that. You have to make the right choice. Should I keep my face value, my reputation in society, by concealing my mistakes, by using my anger wisely and correctly, or am I going to let it go and let anger take the best of me and expose me for who I am? And then me and you are no longer respected in society, no longer looked at highly, no longer people ask me and you for advice, no longer people will even might approach me because they say, you know what, this person, you tap him, you touch him, you press his buttons, and then you will see the real demon in him. Then we lose everything. A mu'min, all there is to him is his reputation that he needs to maintain. So we need to put our anger under control. Thank you for listening to this episode, and inshallah, we will see you in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را